Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be with you, to continue to be with you. And boy, howdy, have we got some fun lined up for you straight ahead. We got our good buddy Sam Norwood back with us. Sam is senior partner with Tatum LLC. And as I mentioned earlier in the hour, Sam has got about 1,000 partners across North America who are out there managing businesses like you and I do. And they're out there where the rubber meets the road like we are. And he asks them every month, how are things going this month? What do you think about the next couple of months? And they tell him. And he puts that information into a report, and he brings it to us and a few other people. And he's our good friend, Sam Norwood. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, especially with better news this time.
I love this green. I saw your report, and I started singing, green, glorious, green. I like the green arrows because we've had some red and orange in the past and some red and yellow and a lot of that stuff. And in fact, we had a couple of reports over the last 6 months, Sam, where there was no green.
Yeah, it's really been a tough time. And everybody knows who've been out there in business or have had a job or have friends that have jobs that this has really, really, really been a tough time. And these tough times are not over, but we're beginning to see the beginning of the end. As things stabilize and begin to turn up.
I said on Monday, I opened my show by saying, I think I'm starting to see a teeny tiny little glimmer of a light at the end of the tunnel that doesn't look like another train coming at us.
Yeah, good for you. Well, I think that, you know, the equity markets, stock markets, tend to anticipate changes by 3 to 6 months, sometimes 9 months, but let's say
right.
6 months. And the market started turning up the 1st of March. We believe that this one is for real, and we're not stock reporters. We're just saying, how does it look out 60 days ahead, and what did it look like 30 days in the past? Did things get better, worse, or stay about the same? And so because we're going to the same audience, let's say the same people each month that are reporting to us, we get a pretty good sense of the trend. And the trend has turned back up. It doesn't mean we're out of recession, but it means the beginning of the end in our interpretation.
Well, and, you know, another thing that I think is going on, part of what I think is the, as you say, the end of the downturn, is maybe not so much that the traditional business models are really improving all that much, but I think there's enough activity out there in the wake of this plague that we've had where there are people who are identifying ways to make a buck off of the carnage. And I think that's some of the early things we're getting right now. What do you think?
Well, it was announced today that Pulte and Syntex are getting together. These are two major home builders.
Right.
We noticed that that the housing industry has, may have made a turn. 1 month does not a trend make, but it looks to us also, and our clientele, only a 4% or so of our clientele are in the construction business, but I can tell you that of those who are in it and reporting in our survey, the construction industry generally took a major big turn last month in our survey. So that's the it was the housing industry and construction that began all of this 3 years ago.
Right.
And it may be housing that will lead us back out, but we see that as an indication among many that that things are getting better. And when you see participants in an industry getting together making deals, and then it means that at least one of them is seeing, is having confidence that the turn is here, and they're going to cash in on it. And you can see also that the stronger players in any industry are picking up market share as the weaker participants either bankrupt or withdraw from the market.
Right. I was talking to a mortgage originator this week, and she told me she was covered up in refinancing.
Oh.
Now, see, that's great news.
Yeah. If you, with interest rates, a 30-year mortgage at less than 5%, like 4.5% on average, and 15-year mortgages down almost near 4.25%,
right.
If you have the credit, it would be a great time to refinance.
If you're and look what that does. Look at how that ripples through the economy. It improves the cash flow of the owners.
Yep.
It solidifies them inside their business. There's so many benefits, positive. Those are very good news, I thought. Stand by, Sam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. Sam Norwood is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Beatles birthday music bringing us back. Sam Norwood is our guest. It's his birthday. He just celebrated his birthday. Sam Norwood, happy birthday. 39 and again, right?
For a jillionth time. 39.
39 again. That's our story, and we're sticking to it. Happy birthday,
yep.
Sam.
Thank you.
We're glad you're having a good one, and we're glad the Gophers aren't bringing your mail.
Well, exactly. And at my stage in life, when we say happy birthday, we're actually saying congratulations.
That's exactly right. My dad wasn't much of a philosopher, but he wrote me a note in my, when I turned 50, he wrote me a note, and he said, well, son, you've crossed over. He said, I got to tell you, though, it's a lot harder to pull up the years than it is to push them.
Yeah, good.
That was pretty good. Coming from my dad, who's a great guy and a smart guy, but that's the only philosophy I ever got out of him. But anyway, Sam Norwood is our guest, folks, and he's our good friend, senior partner with Tatum LLC. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is where you can find, one of the places you can find, the Tatum survey. We post it on our website every month. We replace the old one and put the new one up, and you can go and see what his partners told him about what's going on in the economy, and kind of get some ideas about what they say. And you can compare those results to your own experiences in the marketplace. And so we hope you'll check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, along with all the other things that we do. And of course, they're available also at Tatum LLC, right, Sam?
Yes, they're on our website, TatumLLC.com. Go into Perspectives. We do some blogs, and we have our survey there.
All right, so check that out. Sam, let's get into some specifics on the economy. Business conditions overall, straight up, that's good. Talk to us about order backlogs.
Well, you know, order backlogs are the most tangible indication that of what is of your business prospects for the next month or two, and when they're rising, then that's people placing orders with you, and you haven't shipped them yet. So backlog is rising when the orders are stronger than your shipments, and we see that very strongly up, both looking back 30 days and in our expectations for the next 60. And we thought maybe part of this last month was seasonal, and we're still not completely sure that seasonal is out of it, but the indications are so strong that that is really a good thing. And you and I have discussed previously about the level of inventory that we have now in our businesses, and typically with just-on-time delivery, our inventories are leaner than they have been in past recessions, which enables us to level out and get start ordering again quicker than in prior times.
Right.
And that's playing out right now. Just yesterday, I think it was announced that inventories are much leaner than they have been. And when the inventories are low, the indications are good that people are going to be placing orders. And in any case,
seasonal,
our survey indicates that orders are coming in.
Seasonal or not, a backlog order is a backlog order, and we like it.
Yeah, we like it.
Yeah, and so we got two arrows, ladies and gentlemen. We got two green arrows. We got a green arrow for the current period, and we got a green arrow with regard to how we feel things are going to be over the next 60 days. So that's really good news, and that's another leading indicator, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a strong one. It's very tangible. There's nothing like having an order in hand to know that your business is going to have something to do in the coming weeks.
Right. Now, capital expenditures, CapEx commitments, Sam, those numbers are kind of laying on their side a little bit. What's going on with that?
Yeah, you know, people are still trying to conserve their cash. And folks, very reasonably, are still a little uncertain and not confident about the outlook, not confident enough to make commitments, and they're conserving their cash. So we expect capital expenditure commitments to be relatively tepid in the coming months, but the fact that they were up just a little bit last month is a positive thing. The expectation is that they'll be basically flat for the next 60 days, and that's a lagging indicator, and so it's about what you might expect.
Well, you know, I talk to a lot of bankers, Sam, bankers that I know across the country and bankers that I interview on my show, and for months now I've been saying, will you lend money? And of course, mostly I'm talking to independent community bankers, mm-hmm. and because they're the best ones out there as far as I'm concerned, and they tell me, yes, I've got money to lend. I'm lending to small business owners, but then I've learned to ask them another question that's important for this period of time, Sam, and I'm saying, but are small business owners wanting to borrow any money from you? And the answer typically is no, not much.
An interesting thing that's counterintuitive is that when business is shrinking, often cash flow is quite good because as your sales go down, your accounts receivable go down, your inventories hopefully go down as you adjust, and you curtail your capital expenditures. And actually, even if you're losing on the bottom line, you can be cash flow positive
right.
in a downturn. I think that's part of what's going on.
I see what you mean. Stand by, Sam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got a couple of more indicators on Sam's report that we're going to cover when we come back after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend, senior partner with Tatum LLC. Sam, that's Tatum.com, is that right?
TatumLLC.com.
And that's where they can find out more about you guys. Give us a little 30-second commercial.
All right. Well, that's nice. We provide professional services primarily around the chief financial officer suite, including fulfilling the role of chief financial officer in small and medium-sized businesses, either temporary or full-time or part-time. And or we do projects that help the CFO fulfill his or her function in a more efficient and more effective way.
This is a great model for the current environment, Sam, because a lot of people are trying to grow, but they're not ready to capitalize an investment in a full-time, high-powered financial professional. And you guys drop in on a part-time basis, on a rent a CFO kind of basis, and fill that niche, don't you?
We do. A lot of times a business reaches a stage where they need the horsepower of a CFO, but can't afford it full-time, and frankly don't need it full-time. And so many of our partners will fulfill that role for two companies, maybe 2 days, 3 days at one, and two or three days
right.
at the other.
Right. And so, folks, Sam, one of these days you'll have to come back on the show another time when we're not doing the survey and talk about the difference between having a CPA firm mm-hmm. and having a CFO.
Oh,
why? Because I think some people think, God love our CPAs. We love them. Probably a whole lot of your folks are CPAs.
Yep.
But a CPA doesn't fill the same role in a growing company that a CFO does. And I think maybe that might be something that we ought to clear up sometime.
That's true. CPAs tend to look backwards, and
exactly.
CFOs have to look forward.
Bingo. That's the difference right there, folks. Sam, let's get over to the employment. We all know that the employment numbers are the ugly part of what we're going through right now. I mean, we've already got almost 9%. I mean, we're already way ahead of where a lot of the experts thought we'd be. Ahead meaning that's not a good thing. Ahead bad in a bad way on unemployment. And, I mean, there are people who are saying, that, you know, we could actually get to double digits. But
well,
what do you guys say?
Some parts of the country are in double digits. The average overall is about 8.5%. Here's what's happening. From our survey, it's very, very important that what we're seeing primarily is a reduction in the number of layoffs and a very large reduction. We ask our survey participants, is employment going up, going down, or staying about the same? And what we see in the response is a major reduction in the number of our respondents saying that employment is going down. That just means the layoffs are tapering off, and that's really good news. We have not seen much of a pickup in expectations that employment is going to go up, but we've seen that unemployment is going to go down.
Right.
And layoffs, and so that's the beginning of the good news.
So we don't like the number we got, but we like the trend.
Well, we like the trend, and it's the way it typically begins.
Mm-hmm.
Companies are very reluctant to hire as things pick up, just as they're very reluctant to lay off when things start going down. So it's a lagging indicator, but this one is turning just about as you would expect it, and that is, well, we're not going to be laying off anymore, but that does not necessarily mean we're going to be picking up. So the pain is going to be around for a while.
What about... Now, we've already talked about capital availability. The people I talk to, the bankers I talk to, say that they got money to lend. But now there are also, Sam, people I talk to who are trying to put together deals that are a little more complicated. Maybe they're trying to grow, and they're having a little trouble putting that together. I talked to a guy earlier this week who said he had a deal that 2 years ago, you know, he would have gotten done in about 4 days, and he said he really had to work hard to get that deal put together.
Well, I'm working with a client right now that's putting together a deal to acquire. My client is the company that's being acquired.
Yeah.
And the financing is still difficult in transactions, but here is what's important is that it's getting better rather than getting worse.
Yeah.
We're getting more respondents saying, yes, capital availability is loosening, and particularly when they look out for the next 30 days. They see it coming.
Yeah.
Next 60 days looks much better on the capital availability,
That's good news, Sam. We got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
I appreciate you having me, and I enjoy being with you.
See you next time. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. That's TatumLLC.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.